Jason and Scott, bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. My partner Scotty sitting across from me.
How we doing?
How you doing?
Righty.
You are right, man. You are frantically riding.
I'm like, ooh, that's good. I can't forget that.
There you go.
Then I'll forget it. It won't be good. So
you can always check us out on Twitter at 1700TheChamp, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour _SS. At Facebook, Facebook is at 1700TheChamp. Website, 1700TheChamp.com. All the podcasts are up. I didn't do yesterday's because I like doing two at a time. It makes it easier. But I will get those up tonight or first thing in the morning. What else do I have? Minnesota Twins. They are off today. They play the Orioles on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then they have a week off. I was listening to the Cubs Brewers on the way in today. I don't know why I had the Cubs Brewers on it. Just saw on my radio.
That was an awesome, as a Cubs fan, that was an awesome game last night.
Yes.
Last I looked at score, it's not as much of an awesome thing today. For the Cubbies. Top of the ninth. Oh. Cubs are, it's 6-5 Brewers right now, but the Cubs were, okay. They're doing what they did last night. It was good.
Cody Bellinger playing well. That makes a lot of people happy.
That does make a lot of people happy.
A lot of people happy that, you know, the Cubs fans always like to be unhappy sometimes, but you never know.
Was it Dansby that went out, though, with a foot bruise last night?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's not fun. No. Speaking of foot bruise or a toe, when you have someone like Aaron Judge and it's like, yeah, what he did to his toe might take like 2 to 3 years to heal and he has to play with pain, man, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money with a bad toe.
Oh, that's a big toe.
That is a big toe.
Expensive toe, though.
Holy buckets. I think I hit everything. We want to, as always, thank our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Heritage Building Maintenance. We also will talk about for homeless veterans.
You hit the button here. Four.
Yes.
There you go.
We'll talk about that today as well. Okay, a lot of stuff going on, as always. Because I enjoy having you in here, I always let you swing at the first pitch. What is it today?
It's just prior to this. Mm. Perloff, the show before us, was talking about this. And there's so many angles of the whole dispute, or I shouldn't say dispute, the incident, if you will, between the Britney Spears people and the Victor Wembanyama.
Right.
I think there might be another vowel in there.
Anyway,
he's NBA. He's 7'4". She's a little tiny.
Crazy person.
Crazy person that went up and tapped him
on
the shoulder.
Sorry if you're Britney Spears fans.
But I mean, it's two different. This is an up-and-coming new celebrity world or whatever. She knew who he was, going to go over and say hi. But, and a security guard evidently said, you don't touch him or whatever. And maybe somebody got smacked in the face or Here's the funny thing that gets me is he aware of who she is?
Absolutely not. Okay. I'm surprised that she was aware of him.
I'm like, okay, what makes this a bigger story? The fact that it's Britney Spears or it's Victor Wembanyama?
Right.
It's not over ESPN. It's TMZ and things like that. But still, I'm just like, what makes this a story?
I feel bad for Victor Wembanyama because he didn't even know any of this happened.
No.
It had nothing to do with him. She couldn't even get close to him. Whatever you want to call it. Relevant she is nowadays.
And after after the fact, that was one of the security members from his team meant to say, I'm sorry, I didn't know who you are. And I think it came out as, I'm sorry, I don't care who you are.
Right.
Is the way it came out. Yeah. But
he's there for a reason.
And I also know where we are in the spin the wheel of sports. Day like today, that's a big story. I mean, we've got, you know, the AJ Green signed. That's a good deal.
I was going through with my other stuff.
I want to talk. We're going to talk about Mike Trout's injury. We're going to talk about Shohei Ohtani's
little bit of injury, not a ton,
but
It won't affect his hitting, but it might affect his pitching.
Right, but he's out for a little bit. I mean, it's a blister right on his middle finger.
And
it sounds
no
like
good.
A Dire Straits song. He's got a blister on his middle finger. But I want to go down the path with you of, you know, where are we at here? They're 40, 45, and 44. They're 7 games out. Do they deal him? Do they keep him? We're not going there yet. I want you to think about that.
I'll think about it. I have a thought process there.
I'd love to hear it. I wrote down at some point in time, we're going to talk about what level of homer, in air quotes,
yes.
What level of homer do you want
I think that's a really cool topic.
Okay.
I think that's fun.
And as we were leaving, we made some comments to, now Gary Dolphin, do you consider him a homer?
Yes. do I consider, and oh my gosh, just lost his name. Our guy from Ames, Iowa State.
John.
Yeah, John. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
See, both of us. This is what happens when you have 57 and 47.
See, all I can remember is Pete Taylor, and I almost said John Taylor, which is another friend of mine. But anyway, somebody else.
Less of a homer, but still a homer.
Yes, exactly.
I agree.
But anyway.
Ed Podolak.
Yes.
Homer.
Jeff Zobel, was he a homer?
Oh, God, yes. He was a lot of things.
Yes.
He was a lot of fun, actually, of all those things.
But Pete Taylor was a homer. I considered him a homer.
Absolutely, yes.
John Walters.
John Walters, thank you.
There you go. I didn't even look it up. Just takes me a minute to rattle around.
I know it. Just getting back to Wembanyama and Britney Spears. The funny thing is that she knew who he was.
Yes.
And he's 7'6", and he couldn't even see her.
Well, I'm sure she's...
5'1"?
Let's say 5'4". Let's roll the dice out there like this. But, I mean,
he wouldn't even... With his security guards that he had around him, he didn't even know she existed.
No.
And today he's waking up going, Britney, no, I don't know.
Oh, his clicks? He's loving his clicks.
Yeah, cause he gets that part.
He is being talked about today, and that's a good thing. So.
Okay, so along with the one that you're going to ask, because I really like that, this other one, it came up today. One of my friends lost his grandpa, and his grandpa was a huge sports fan.
Okay.
And he said, what I'm going to miss.
Coworker, friend, what'd you say?
Coworker.
Okay.
And the idea of the conversation was, who am I going to have this conversation with? Because we had this conversation every day. Who was the athlete you looked up to and loved when you were younger? And that's what they talked about all the time. And I said, you know, that was important. It was one of the, to be really honest, one of the only things I really talked to my dad about was sports. Truthfully, only thing I talked about with my grandma was sports.
Okay.
Mostly all-star wrestling.
I was going to say, as long as we're considering all-star wrestling
as a sport. But she was a huge baseball fan, a huge basketball fan. And the one thing, oh my gosh, she passed away. I think she was almost 100, and it's been a while. She would be so happy because she loved 6-on-6 basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got it when it went away because it's different now. I mean, people are still excited. They'd go watch it, but it's not as exciting as watching them go up and down. And it just fit into the new generation. But, you know, I was a lot of my conversations with people that were older than me, because I was a kindred spirit. I liked sitting down and talking to adults more than I liked talking to kids my own age. We always talked about sports and who, you know, from Joe DiMaggio to Bob Feller to all these different, you know, different things and for different reasons. I had two uncles. One was military, one was not. One really liked Ted Williams and one didn't like Joe DiMaggio because Joe DiMaggio, I guess, didn't fly airplanes in the war. I don't know. But that was the fight. The fight wasn't about who was a better baseball player. It was who was a better dude because he wouldn't go into the armed services. So I thought that was a really interesting one. So I think both of those are great for.
So when you have that as a topic and you, I mean, obviously I think you gravitate to baseball when it comes to looking that way.
I look to baseball as up until 16, 17, 18, and then it kind of turned. When the NBA turned, I turned.
Gotcha.
So when Dr. J, Larry Bird, Magic, and Kareem started coming into the league, that was my thing. I can't even honestly tell you that I was a college basketball fan before 1980.
Right.
I started following. And here's one that'll surprise all the people after my conversations yesterday that I got wailed on today at work, by the way.
That's fun.
Yeah. And is until, 2002, 2003, when our friend group kind of maneuvered around, I didn't even know Iowa State existed. Man, I was a Hawkeye fan. I mean, that's it.
Well,
because if I listened to anything else, nobody in my family would have talked to me.
Well,
and here I am now.
You came, but you went to UNI.
Yes.
Then you.
I didn't want to go to Iowa because all my friends went to Iowa, and I didn't want to hang out with my high school friends anymore.
Right.
So I went somewhere else. Not the greatest reason to pick your college. I went up there with my best friend and still really, really good friend.
I spent a lot of money at Iowa State, and they still have some records up there, I think, that I'm supposed to pick up. But anyway, I don't know. I went through the times. I can remember the Coca-Cola bottle with the Tiger Hawk on it and the Rose. I mean, going to the Rose Bowl and watching Chuck
that's
Long.
All the, yeah.
I was an Iowa State fan growing up because friend of the family, they took me to an Iowa State game when I was really young. And it's so I was – but you got just – berated for that in the early 80s.
Oh gosh.
Because of the football program, the basketball because of Johnny Orr bubbled up, here and there, but I remember going over to a game and I'm like, who in the heck is Marathon Oil? I don't care, at least I get to go to a game. Obviously, it was one of the first few games of the season, but you were a fan, but still I followed the Hawkeyes because they were on the big channels. They were the big games. They were the...
Now I want to go full circle. Were more people in this state Iowa Hawkeye fans because of Jim Zobel and the way he called football games and games like that?
I mean, it was
must-hear radio to hear that guy.
It is, but he also was, as much as, you hear Gary Dolphin, and it's Jim, he had extra shows. They made a... entity
Can you compare Jim Zobel to Gary Dolphin? I mean, can you compare Gary Dolphin to Jim Zobel?
I think they're two different guys. But I mean, Zobel.
I mean, they've been doing it for a long time.
The group he hung out with,
the things they did.
I mean, the urban legends of Jim enjoyed life.
Yeah. And, so really funny. While I was going to school, after I left you and I came back going to school, working nights, I was working at WHO. And I, because it gave me a chance to study, and all I did, I sat there and listened to the police scanner. And when something popped up on the police scanner, I went and told people.
Oh.
And since I no longer care about any of those people. I mean, not that I don't care, but there's not very many. That was a long time ago.
But yes, you would.
The times that, and I love him to death, and I will always say that the times that I had to help Jim Zobel in and help Jim Zobel out are very, very, very many. And others at the, because that was when down there they had the TV station, but there was also three radio stations right there too.
Right.
So you had the late night radio people. Wow.
That was also back when it was
a real radio.
They sat down and they talked and they looked at the record and then they played it and then
So it was a ton of fun. But as much as I held him in high regard after getting to know him and how pleasant and how nice he was, and he didn't have to be, even more.
Right.
Which is surprising. Usually it's the other way around. You finally meet someone.
Oh, he was absolutely a personality.
Oh man.
But I mean, then again, I've
can't get away with what he got away with nowadays.
No, you can't. Social media and cameras are not.
Thinking that's probably not a good idea.
But ran into Gary Dolphin. Actually ran into him. It was the Iowa State basketball game up in Ames. ran into him. My wife and I did, got talking to him, and I go, man, your voice sounds familiar. And he looked at me like, really? But had drinks with him, ended up signing actually some of his my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, huge Iowa fans, signed a program for me, you know, keep being Hawks, love Gary Dolphin or whatever. We still have it. Cool guy. I mean, it's, you know, like you said, I mean,
it's different. I mean, I remember, just a couple of days ago, I think, when we were talking about the Iowa State Fair, Jalapeno Pete's, Gary Dolphin, Ed Podolak, Ed Podolak's brother, who, if Ed Podolak ever wanted to take a day off, he's in his brother, because you wouldn't have known. They were very, very nice. And that's the crazy thing about the fair, that how genuine they are talking to people that are coming up to them, because I was just talking, and then they kind of, we got, hey, what do you do? And blah, 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 blah. And I said, hey, you know, we do a radio show. And I said, you know, we've actually had you on the radio show before. He's like, oh yeah, yes. I mean, it was nice, but I didn't care. I just wanted to sit there and talk stuff. That's got to be tough when you just have people that just think that, hey, I can just butt right in here and I'm going to talk to Gary Dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's a tough thing. We don't have to worry about that. I get that, because we don't have a face to the voice. And it's funny, when I'm going to hold this.
We're spoiled. We talk to Randy Wehofer once a week. I mean, come on. We're spoiled.
I'm loving it. Yeah, that's it. But I got a little about radio that happened on vacation. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We are happy that you do. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back right after this break. Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome in. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans, bringing your sports your way every day. Check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, @SteenOnSports, @1700TheChamp, and @HappyHour_SS. Facebook is @1700TheChamp as well. Friday, Saturday, Sundays, you're going to get Twins, Orioles, and then we are baseball free next week because of the All-Star game. Kind of curious if we're going to have the All-Star game on. I haven't heard or seen, so we'll have to check that out next week. We'll let you know. You got the first read.
I was trying to think last year. Did they do anything?
I don't remember.
Activities around All-Star Week, if they did anything or not. But
yeah.
I bet you we'll find out.
We will.
First read, Northwest Bank, commitments you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Don't eat 3 Skittles before you read this. Sorry.
Still on your fruit diet of Skittles, I see.
That was berry and green apple. Go to nw.bank. Take advantage of applying online to various types of loans, from vehicle loans to mortgages. It all starts here. On the website, you can visit the newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can view the Biz Buzz blog for their business insight, or simply use the multiple banking tools to enhance your banking experience. All this at nw.bank. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Member FDIC.
I'm not going to lie. We're going to have to get our friend from Northwest Bank to voice over Biz Buzz. Northwest Bank's Biz Buzz.
The Biz Buzz. There you go.
That would be a good one.
So you have a button. Yes.
Yeah. So I have a button because you have. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Right.
I had that one. Just nailed that one.
All right. So when you were. Go back to this before we lose that thought. Something about the radio on vacation.
So yes. No matter if we were at a bourbon place or out in public, in you know, I have a
entourage.
Yeah, but Ahmad, who we went there to visit, we stayed at their house. We have no problems just striking up conversations with strangers.
Oh, you are very social.
Yes. So. We're sitting around and talking, and two things happen. One, the first thing would be, wow, you should do radio. You have a really good voice. Or two, you would talk.
You have a face for radio.
We definitely have a face for radio. Or we'd be talking all these sports, and you're like, well, you sound like you're a sports radio guy. And I'm like, yeah, I do. I dabble. And they go, what does one dabble? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's 2 hours a day and it's fun. Not fun, we dabble.
Yes, we do.
But it was just funny that you can, you don't think, and sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, I don't do it. And then like if I get,
yes, you have a
elevated.
You have a different inflection
then
to your tone.
My voice goes down.
Yes.
And so it was fun. But that was what the reason I said that. That is why Gary Dolphin is that way and Jim Zobel. And you know, the Iowa State, he's just smooth. I don't think he has
John
a,
Walters.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't know if he has a voice that makes you just go, but Jim Zobel, I think Jim Zobel and Gary Dolphin's voices are out of the ordinary, and John Walters isn't. I think John Walters has a great voice. It's just not as booming as Jim Zobel and different as Gary Dolphin.
Well, go through some. I mean, from Harry Carey to Joe Buck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and Steve
Marv
Stone.
Alberts.
I mean, see that was mine, right? How that. You know, and people say that Steve Stone is not a saint, but I'm like, Steve Stone had to be a saint to be all those years with Harry Carey, having no clue what he's going to. You think you don't have a clue what I'm going to say.
Right.
Just think about him and a couple of buds down, and here we go.
Well, bless his heart to hear the stories that Steve Stone, towards the end of Harry Carey's, how do I say, productive years, if you
right.
guys got up there, carried him because of the respect of the camaraderie, the chemistry. I think we're seeing that to a certain extent with Lee Corso and Kirk Herbstreit right now.
Yeah,
Kirk
Herbstreit protects him like no other.
Undeniable. And it's the chemistry of it. The respect for Lee Corso is still there. Is his production at the highest level? No. Good God, the man had a stroke, for God's sakes. He's still going up on stage.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's interesting. And we started talking about that of a couple of days ago, of the massive big name, big faces that are getting laid off, let go from ESPN, right? Because they're hemorrhaging money and still spending $85 million on Pat McAfee. But all these other names are getting let go. Well, it's going to be interesting to take this, you know, this handful of Yahtzee dice and throw them on the table to see what happens. Because now I'm seeing reports that there's a dispute. And I said this earlier to you, Reggie Bush, there's a dispute with Fox. Now he's with the, what's it called? Big Noon Kickoff,
right.
Which is the competitor to Game Day.
Right.
Right. So, okay. Does he get plucked out over here and he drops in somewhere over there? I just read an article on the Woj. What was, I can't even pronounce his last name.
Wojnarowski.
Yes, who was one of the analysts for
right. He was the
ESPN Game Day.
He did Game Day, did NFL, did all those
right.
dropping
right.
Woj pods of
right.
who's going where, who's doing this, who's
right.
doing that. Yes.
But with that being said, because everybody is trying to defend, come to his defense, if you will. I mean, he put it out there today. It says, I appreciate, and this is Gene, the Woj, I appreciate Dolls was reached out. Very kind to everyone. For the record, ESPN did me right during my entire career. No hard feelings. What an honor to work there.
Yeah.
Dude, that is massively taking the high road.
It did. Todd McShay didn't even post anything. He said, thank you. That's
right.
all he posted.
Right.
Todd McShay is going to be unemployed he's probably employed already. They just can't announce it.
Right.
So,
okay, with you going down that path, was there, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sever ties. Here's a check. And sign this. Don't say a negative word. You sign a negative word, we'll come back for litigation.
I just don't know if he was the type of person.
Or do you think these, I mean, it's these.
Yeah, I don't, once, it's one thing. I mean, their contracts weren't renewed, so they'd have a hard time trying to get them
right.
to say, hey, you can't say negative things.
Right.
But I just think most of them know that if they come out and just lambast somebody,
right.
other people are going
to
pay attention.
I don't think you want to burn a bridge in that
no,
industry either.
I would not either. And it's not. And that gets to this yesterday, and I didn't get to this with you, and I know how much you love college football and pro football. And the two biggest things in college football and pro football are announcing teams. and somebody had sent this to me while I was on vacation. You have three distinct people calling football games for the three stations. ESPN has Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit.
Yes.
CBS had Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson.
Yep.
And Fox has Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt. One of the things that I was on social media, I didn't do a lot of social media, but I did because I saw that. I'm not a big Chris Fowler, Kirk Herbstreit fan. I like it, but I'm not a big fan. I am a Gus Johnson, Joel Klatt fan because I like Joel Klatt. And I think Gus Johnson's really good. And I don't mind Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson, but they would be my third choice of that grouping.
I guess I do like Herbstreit. I mean, that duo, because I don't know. I mean, it's they call a good game.
But you get that too because you're a Big Ten guy.
Right.
They get a lot of Big Ten games. Not that Fox doesn't, but you know, I like Joel Klatt because it's just different. I used to like Kirk Herbstreit even more, and then Kirk Herbstreit learned a valuable lesson that all of us need to learn is if you like something too much or you wail on something too much, you're ticking off half the country. And so you got to be really careful about how you announce games or do these talk shows or do on TV. A lot of these people that were let go, you don't hear a lot of people. I mean, and maybe you just don't anymore, but you don't hear a lot of people going, oh man, that's really sad. He was really, really good. You might have a group of people that would say that Max Kellerman was really good. I'm not one of them, unless he's talking about boxing, and I don't know that much about boxing, and he's a rock star. But he thinks he knows more than anybody in everything, and it just doesn't work that way. But
and so to again kind of call back to one of our first conversations we had, so to have an announcer that is a homer, if you will, you're talking the voice of a team. Whether it is a Gary Dolphin or was a Jim Zobel.
Absolutely. You cannot do that. And that's some of the reason that some of these people don't call games anymore, because you could blatantly see they were homers. And
that's where I was going. Some of these guys
on live TV, and you can't do that. They're SEC homers.
Exactly.
ESPN has SEC homers calling their games.
That's what I was trying to get you to go to.
Yeah, and they do. Now, I don't think the same, because Fox covers a lot of Big Ten games. I don't think they're Big Ten homers. The ESPN is a homer for the SEC, even though they have TV contracts with everybody. You see commercials on there, and you see them, you know, knocking around mascots and doing fun commercials. They're not doing it with Big Ten teams. They're doing it with SEC teams.
Right.
And that's – but I think that is the point that everybody has is, you know what? If you – listen, yesterday I was very frank about Hawkeye stuff. I didn't get beat up as bad as I thought I would, because I think a lot of people are thinking the same thing. They need to change. The hardest thing in the world to do to change a program like that is you've been winning eight games and going to bowl games forever. Why would you want to change? Well, it's going to change because college football is going to change.
Right.
And going to a bowl game on December 22nd isn't as cool as going to one late into January, and that's what you have to do.
To look back, look at the Dan McCartney years. It's, you know what, out of how many years, 4 or 5 years, he made it to a bowl game.
Yep.
But he also beat Iowa for the first time in
forever,
and he did it three times.
And you know what he's, you know,
and
what
that Dan, saved him until it was, we need more.
The thing that hurt Dan McCartney the most, his last 4 years, all they had to do, non-superior team, last game on a Saturday, gets you in the bowl game, and he didn't win any of them.
Right.
None. They weren't even, it wasn't even like you could call a bad play.
I know.
It was, they got blown out, and it hurt, because who doesn't like Dan McCartney?
Oh, dude.
He's the best, right?
Yeah. I've but if you're, met if, him quite a few times.
If you're Jamie Pollard, I remember going up there that the last year that he was there, and it was when we were just getting ready to start doing seat backs for down. And I was in charge of doing that. And we were still storing stuff underneath the bleachers on the south side, which is
now the Sukup zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you would listen to Jamie Pollard go, no, this isn't good enough. No, this isn't good enough. And I have to jump this next level. And he had a vision, and his the amazing thing about Jamie is he had a vision just to get the stadium right, and it went so well, and the dollars followed. Even though we weren't winning games like they are on the other side of the state, the dollars followed.
Right.
And he had a 10-year vision, and Gary Barta was, hey, we're getting paid to go to these bowl games. We get to travel. People are happy. We're winning in all of our programs. I don't need to do anything. And it just kept letting things get pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And then when you have a bad year or you have a bad time, what do you do? And Jamie went the other way. I mean, after the season last year, who had their hand up going, yep, I think you can make Cy-Town work. But by golly, he made Cy-Town work, and he got it funded, and he got it started, and the bridge, and all of that. And it wasn't based on winning. It was based on, I have a vision, I think people believe in it, and I think we can do this. Wasn't about winning.
When I had lunch with a pretty good-sized name guy from the Ames area, and I said, man, I really think that could work. And he goes, oh, heavens. He said the money's there, been there.
Yeah.
Telling me that people were buying $700,000 houses to come so they had a place to stay.
Yeah.
So all the place to stay and the apartment townhome part of it, which is going to fund all so much, there is that. Yeah.
I've said along, people have said to me, "What we can't lose Matt Campbell. We can't lose Matt Campbell. We can't lose TJ. We can't lose Bill Finley.
Right.
No.
We can't lose Jamie Pollard.
Until he's got this where it's just running like it's supposed to. Now, I think there's people now that could come and have that same vision. There wasn't 7 years ago. There was no one that had that vision. There was no one. They didn't think Sukup, even though they had the money, but they didn't know if it would
work. I remember
work.
Years ago they were saying, this is a college education place. You cannot serve beer.
Right.
We made how much money on that? We should serve too.
Didn't take long for Hawkeyes to go, yep. And then they went one further. Yeah, we're going to sell it in the stadium.
Exactly. Well, and Drake was the first one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a fun time to go to a Drake basketball game.
Yeah. Well, it's always fun to go to Drake. Yeah. It's Drake.
Yes.
Okay, so this kind of cracks me up because when we were talking about this and throwing out some names. So to think back, okay, let's say Coach Kirk Ferentz. And then, all right, let's go back one, and we go Coach Hayden Fry. And then there was one other one.
Coach right? Elliott.
I'll just, when we get back, I'll go through the list from, let's say, 1970 to the present of Iowa State coaches.
Oh, there we go.
That'll make you
Who knew what we were going to talk about today? It's a really funny thing, folks. This is how this works. Neither one of us has said one word that's on our pages today, hardly.
No, hardly.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Last segment, first hour, next. Happy Thursday, everybody. Once again, welcome back to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day. It was a dramatic pause for music.
Oh, God, I thought you nodded off. They're like, sing. Hey, buddy.
You can check us out on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700, the Champ, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook as well at 1700, the Champ. Minnesota Twins off tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Orioles. And then it's the All-Star break, so we will not have any Twins baseball next week, which is a good for them to get a little bit of a break. They're past the halfway mark because a bunch of these teams are over their 82 games already. So this segment is going to be brought to you by 4 Homeless Veterans. I have to do that just so people aren't thinking we're only doing 4 of them.
F-O-R-E.
No. Yes. Join us in serving those who serve for us. Monday, July 31st, the Legacy Golf Club, Norwalk, Iowa. Central Iowa Shelter and Services, CISS, is hosting our 5th annual 4 Homeless Veterans Golf Outing, benefiting the homeless U.S. veterans that are staying with us in our emergency shelter. Join us Monday, July 31st at the Legacy Golf Club in New York, Norwalk. For a round of 18 holes in support of homeless veterans. By participating in this event, you are supporting a mission to provide homeless veterans an opportunity to grow, rebuild, and find their dignity again. The funds raised help to maintain all 150 beds at the emergency shelter, provide street outreach, and cook 600 nutritious meals each day. For many of our veterans, these services are the first steps towards stability and self-sufficiency. You can go to centraliowashelter.org/events/4.html to do that and see what this is all about. Please help us and please join us. Depending on what my busy person across from me is doing, that is a golf tournament that we probably should play in because those are
Good people and they do good things.
Yes, and we get to have fun, which is always a blast. It's July 31st. It doesn't have a time on there. It doesn't have a start time. Unless you can see it that I missed it because my eyesight's poor. It just says Monday, July 31st.
I kept going. That's a Monday.
It is a Monday. Mondays are good.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Great days to take off. All right. Where were we at? Okay. So
I was okay. I said there was. If you go back, starting with Kirk, because we were talking about, started dropping some coaching names and different things, and when the voice of all these different things. So that got me kind of my mindset going on the 1999 to present, Kirk Ferentz at Iowa.
Yep.
It was 1979 to 1998 was Hayden Fry.
Right. It's a long time. Two coaches.
Bob Cummings, 74, 78. Frank Latiber was 71 to 73. All right. So we're going back roughly 50 years.
Yep.
Now, this is a fun list of names as well. So, 2016. It's Matt Campbell's been Iowa State coach since 2016.
It doesn't seem like that, does it?
It does not.
Yeah.
But anyway, Paul Rhodes, 09 to 15.
If he could have just recruited and coached a little.
But he was proud of who he was coaching.
He was.
Gene Chizik.
Yeah, that was a bad.
2007, 2008.
That was not a good hire.
Dan McCarney was 95 to 06.
Another one, if he could have ever won a big game at the end of the season.
This is where it gets fun.
Okay.
Jim Walden.
Oh.
Remember the
Johnny Orr and Jim Walden,
the Bartles and James posters?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord. Jim Walden was 87 to 94.
Yeah, a lot of good years in there of, you know, it was just mediocre football.
But there was some big games in there.
Oh, there's some huge wins.
Yes.
But what are we most known for from all of that? It's not coaching. It's Troy Davis, Terry Davis,
right,
or whatever his brother's name was. It wasn't Terry Davis. It was
I know you're talking
Darren Davis.
Yep. The Davis brothers.
And then, you know, Chris Peterson, quarterbacking. Come on.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Hands like a frying pan. Nice guy. But yes, he speaks very highly of his years with Jim Walden.
Yes.
I didn't remember this one. Before Jim Walden was Chuck Banker.
Mm.
He was there for 1986. Not a season. He was there for 1986. Then there was Jim Kreiner, 83 to 86.
Jim Kreiner.
Oh.
It was your lovable not.
There was,
no,
see, was this
not,
is just,
he was not lovable.
We're reiterating the fact, and I'll only go back roughly the 50 years that I did with Iowa as well. But these names of, we went through some good times. We went through some let's throw it against the wall, see if it sticks times, because it was Jim Kreiner before him was Donnie Duncan.
I like Donnie Duncan.
Yep,
that was Dwayne Crutchfield and Donnie Duncan.
Yes.
I wasn't even an Iowa State fan.
Bruce.
Yes. And my family and their family, we have a very kindred spirit with that family. Because of Jen was, his daughter was at UNI because he was at UNI as well.
Gotcha.
And same sorority, but he was just a good dude.
Right.
I really
was. I remember that name. Actually, Big Eight Coach of the Year, 76, 77. Yeah. And then right before that, Johnny Majors.
Yeah.
That's
a big name.
There was, like I said, I look at those, that was some pretty good years there. But then there was some years that, like, both of us, when we both said Jim Walden, we both went, Jim Walden.
Okay.
Kreiner.
So Uncle A just weighed in. This is a good one. And this is what I remember, too. The worst team money could buy, Jim Kreiner.
Exactly. Yes.
I'm telling you right now, the Bartles and James stuff was unbelievable. That is they thought that both of them were going to have, they were more concerned if Johnny Orr would succeed coming from a high profile down to a low profile.
Right.
And they forgot how well Johnny Orr could recruit. And some of the kids that couldn't get into Michigan could get into Iowa State. Seriously. I mean, it's not, they were so good, but Johnny Orr changed everything about Ames. It went from not being a football school to being a basketball school.
Well,
and to be really honest, oh my gosh.
Hilton became magical.
It did. And Bill Finley has had that same, I mean, it's a basketball is not an afterthought in Ames anymore. And it hasn't been for years, but I'm just saying it for them to succeed, you know, Bill Finley for as long as he's been there. And then with Tim Floyd and Fred Hoiberg, I always want to give him kudos, but
the Creighton coach?
Nope. I liked when Greg McDermott was there too. I did not mind that.
Larry Eustachy.
Okay. Really
I
funny.
I can see your eyes fluttering really, other memories are popping up. And you're okay. Like, oh.
So here's the one. I love Steve Prohm, the person, because I got to meet him a couple times at the coaches stuff when I first started doing radio. Man, he wasn't a very good recruiter, and man, he wasn't a very good coach. Larry Eustachy was both. He just had other issues. He was fun to talk to. Another one that I actually had.
Natural
someone,
Light should still be selling him or sending him checks. I know that.
Because I had a mutual friend that was his mutual friend, and yeah. So it's no different than Iowa basketball when Tom Davis left Iowa and came to Drake. He changed Drake basketball. He really did.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's
Keno still loved it. So.
he's still doing okay. But yeah, it changes.
And so
when you look back on that, it's a what if, you know, Iowa had a couple of what if moments that they had that chance of getting to, the year they beat, I can't remember. It had to be Michigan. They kicked the field goal and beat Michigan.
Right.
I mean, that team should have, you know, if there was national championship games back then, there was a shot. I mean, they've had some good times.
Well, and it's people who came in segment three opposed to segment one of why we're going down this rabbit hole. It all started with us talking about, do you want your announcers to be homers?
Yes.
Were then John Walters, Jim Zobel,
yep,
Gary Dolphin, Ed Podolak. I mean, it's these, and then the memories of having these guys for so long that opened up this little Pandora's box. Who just texted you?
Uncle Aaron's on a roll.
Oh, jeez.
It was Uncle Aaron's next. Good news during that time. Good news, all of our offensive linemen return next year. Bad news, all of our offensive linemen come back next year.
Wow.
Way to go, Uncle A. Love it.
I just remember going to the Open Flame in Gilbert, and I was told by one of the staff, don't talk to Coach Walden when he's at the bar. Okay, we'll talk to Coach. I mean, you just don't approach
him. That had to be hard for you. Did not actually talk to somebody?
Oh, no, it was fine. I'm not social at all. You know that.
That's
until you get a couple Bush Lights in me, right?
Wow. Yes.
So, yeah. All right. I
become louder annoying.
I'm not going to lie. That is true. All right, so we've gone down that little path. Let me get you started down this, and I kind of dabbled in it.
Earlier. 9 seconds, so you get a tease. Make it a tease, my friend.
I want to tell you, is Shohei Ohtani going to be an Angel at the second half of the year?
That's a pretty good tease. Wow. Good job out
seconds?
Of you. Well, we had 9 seconds. Now we got 30 seconds.
See,
you have any
I write
more?
Stuff down.
I know. You do.
Tell him to come back, Steve.
Who knew? Come back that way. You get to find out. I think we both have opinions on that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing your sports or some other things your way every day right here. Come back in, top of the second hour. Show. Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy second hour of Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. What a first hour that was. Where'd the time go?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Didn't expect it, did you?
No, it was quite fun. You are listening to us on 101.3, 1700, The Champ Real Sports Talk. for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Dean on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. The website, 1700thechamp.com. I'll have the yesterday and today shows. I'll try to get those done tonight. You can always go to Spotify or wherever else you get your podcast and you can listen. Minnesota Twins Friday, Saturday, Sunday have the Orioles in Minneapolis. And then they're off next week because of the All-Star break. So I have a feeling we might have Randy in next week.
I would think so.
I think so, too.
I know he just said.
He had softball things.
We were gone, blah, blah, blah. He had to be gone. So
yep. I think that's the way it is. So,
see you on the other side. It's my read.
You do.
Heritage Building
Maintenance. You do.
Heritage Building Maintenance provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier, more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide a first line of defense in proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind and protecting the future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritageBLDG.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
There you go.
Before,
I love it.
Before we wrap up our Homer, our voice of and college.
We forgot about somebody who we really like.
We got to make sure he's a friend of the show. And
he's a newbie.
He's
love
a
it.
Newbie. But the voice of the UNI Panthers,
J.W.
Cox. He's a hoot. He was at, called in right before, what was it, right before the tournament?
Yep.
But anyway, we will have to get him back on, but make sure we just don't give love to the big brothers. Got to make sure we give love to all of
them. You got to be a Panther. You know, that my wife would get mad if we don't do Panther things. So we have another. I haven't actually said this. So brother and sister-in-law, Kathy and Aaron, their oldest goes to Iowa State. Mm-hmm. And the middle, Mr. Kale, is now enrolled at Iowa State.
Yeah. That's.
Yep. Enrolled.
That's a lot of money going to Iowa State, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a bunch. There's 3, 4, 5. Yeah. It's. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I've something got, in the water. Yeah. I don't know. And also.
Have one that has bachelor's and master's from there.
There you
and
go.
It's not me.
Nope. And I think it's going to continue because Chad and my sister-in-law Tracy Macy is been accepted at Iowa State, which was a cool thing that happened over the time that we were gone.
Yep, saw that on social media.
Yeah, while we were down in Tennessee. So
all right,
it's going to end though because Mary. She's got way higher expectations than going to Iowa State. Even
expectations or aspirations?
probably a little of both. She's going into sixth grade, going on 26 years old. So, yeah, she's got her life planned out. In sixth grade, I was trying to figure out, you know, was Pop-Tarts a food group?
I thought you could say something like, what is that smell? But anyway, and as a side note, I apologize.
Oh.
I've been staring across the board here at you. I'm thinking, why are you wearing Oregon Ducks? And then as you stood up at break, I see the tag on the back, and now it doesn't look as yellow. It looks more gold.
Right, and there was a Notre Dame.
And it says big old go Irish on the back.
It
so.
Has a big Notre Dame thing on there that fell off while drying in the wash or drying in the dryer that shouldn't have been in there.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's always a hangable. That's a quarter zip hangable.
Exactly. So.
All right, let's go down this path that came at you earlier because to go down the Mike Trout wrist injury is going to be out several weeks. The LA Angels are 45-44. They're 7 games out.
Yes.
They
cannot sign him. Did I ruin your surprise?
No.
No.
So with Shohei being out a few, obviously he's still going to be a DH. He's got a blister on his middle finger, but it's the same one where he had the cracked nail. It's all these. It's not that it's painful for him. It's the grip and how he does what he does. So Ohtani is not going to be on the Angels second half of the year.
I don't know who's going to spend that kind of money. I mean, it for him to go somewhere, it's narrowed down, and let me I'll narrow them down even further here, so I'm not doing it just off memory.
Right.
When you look at the American League East, the only team that can afford him is the Yankees. When you look at the Central, there's nobody. Minnesota, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, Kansas City, none of them have that kind of money, and they don't have that kind of money tied up.
And you're in the AL, or
I'm in the AL right now because that makes more sense for him because he can DH. But okay. I guess they DH everywhere now, so it doesn't matter. So that was stupid. Sorry, I apologize for that. The Houston Astros can.
Well, okay, but so you're saying a team that just needs that push.
Too much money. I mean, you got to be.
So he's going to go from being the dude to being the dude, not the bring it in to be the push to make the run.
I mean, he's no matter where he goes. I'm telling you
Astros is a lateral move. Then.
Yeah, you know I'm a Yankees fan. Shohei Ohtani is a better baseball player than Aaron Judge. He's a better baseball player than everybody in baseball because nobody in baseball can do what nobody in baseball ever has done what he can do. People can't hit him.
Do the Yankees have the money for him?
Oh, yeah. They have all the money in the world.
Okay.
I mean, but you still see the problem with that is, unlike some of my Yankee brethren, I'm not a huge Aaron Boone fan.
Okay.
And I'm especially. It's the same thing that I said about Matt Campbell. I'm going to say about Aaron Boone. And it was last year. There were times that I'm watching a football game with Matt Campbell. Instead of him cheering and getting his guys fired up, he was screaming and yelling and throwing stuff at the referees. Aaron Boone's doing the same thing. I mean, he's whining about everything. That's not what the Yankees do. So I
don't know.
But if you, I mean, the Athletics can't afford him. Seattle, the Angels.
Why don't you just jump over to the Dodgers? It's close.
That's the Giants can afford him. The Dodgers can afford him.
Where does it make more sense, though? Out of those two, Giants and Dodgers, which one makes more sense for Ohtani?
Wow.
I think the Dodgers.
That's a tough one. That's a real tough one. Yeah. I mean, it makes Dodgers, I mean, and I say that, and the Dodgers are spending all that, and they're two games behind the Arizona Diamondbacks that aren't spending anything. The Philadelphia Phillies can afford him, and the New York Mets can afford him.
Okay.
And I could see him going to the Mets more than I can see him going to the Yankees.
You got $100. I just gave you $100. Is it going to be, is it going to be the Braves?
You know what?
The Braves versus Braves the Rangers. Where's your World Series? Where do you go?
Wow.
I don't think it's the Rays. I don't think the Rays make it through.
No.
I mean, the American League, the Twins are leading right now. But then again, to talk about the White Sox and the Royals right now,
I don't see a team in the American League. I think Atlanta's better than all those teams. I think the Dodgers, but I mean, they're 48-38. I mean, there's nobody. Listen, with him being available and with him maybe not wanting to sign with the LA Angels, I mean, anywhere he goes, if he went to the National League, whoever he goes to becomes the front runner. I mean, there's no great team in baseball. I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays right now are the Tampa Bay and Atlanta. I mean, that's it. It's crazy. What a crazy year for Bay. The simple here's the great thing. And this guy we need to
the Braves are. I mean, yeah.
You need to remember this dude's name, Eli. It could be either way. I didn't hear what they said. They just said De La Cruz. He plays for the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
Last night he hit a. At his first at-bat, I think he hit a single or a double. And who were they playing? And they were hangry because he's a rookie. He's only been in the league. I think he's hadn't even played 50 games yet. And the Reds are playing the Nationals. And the Nationals skipper took the bat and said, you guys need to do this. So they took the bat out of play. His bat, it went indoors, and somebody from Major League, every stadium has somebody from Major League Baseball. They checked the bat over, brought it back out. He had it before his next at-bat, and his next at-bat, hit a 494-foot home run. And when he after he hit it, he looked at the Nationals guy and pointed to it and went, shook his finger and went, no.
No.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's 22 years old.
Yeah.
25 years old.
But I was going to say.
Oh, they think he's the fastest man in baseball. I mean, this kid is electric. Is he going to be a great player? No idea. But he's got all that. And it's really funny, Scott. So we're at the All-Star break. And I can't sit here, as big a baseball fan as I am, and tell you, I can't tell you that Tampa Bay can't win a World Series. You win a World Series because you get people out. And they right now, they are the best team at getting people out. Their run differential is 151. They've only allowed 342 runs. The only teams that, it's incredible.
They're 9-1 in their last 10 games.
Yeah.
And
a team that the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Angels, the Phillies spend more money on their infield than they have for their entire team.
Right.
It's crazy. And that's it used to be, everybody said that's going to be the downfall of baseball because it's all going to be centralized. And it hasn't been the downfall of baseball. And it's shown that having the right person in charge of both day-to-day operations and managerial-wise, you can win baseball games in baseball not having the most talent. Now, if you had to pick where the talent comes from, I would love to have arms. They had an article in one of the newspapers that everybody was ripping on the Baltimore Orioles for the past 5 years.
Right.
Weren't concerned with winning. They were trading away players and getting draft picks. And, Scott, they have 25 kids from 2 years ago to probably 4 years down the line, almost 30, that are going to be Major League Baseball stars. Because they hit on almost all of them. And if they're not succeeding at the major league level, they're succeeding in the lower levels. I mean, they haven't missed yet. And they're going to be
something to
be reckoned with.
Right. They're setting up.
Yes. They're doing it the correct way because they don't have the money to do it the other way. And then here's what happens for the Baltimore Orioles over the next 5 years after that. Every one of these young players who are really, really good are going to go to the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Braves, the Yankees, and the Red Sox. And then they're going to have to start over because that's just the way it looks.
Right, as long as they get something at the beginning. I mean, look, as watching the Cubs, they have had some, man, they just don't care. They clean house, they this, and this. But it started as the conversation we have with Randy on here is it started, I mean, look at how the record is down here for the iCubs. Good gravy. They're winning games.
And their coach is the catcher, right, still?
For
Ross?
Yeah.
I think,
David Ross, Paparazzi,
I think he is a good fit there. They're 40-46. They have a hard time scoring runs.
Right.
They've scored 397. They've given up 374. You listen to Randy. They have talent down here at this level. It needs work.
Right.
But the way that they have this working, it's working. My thought process would be as some of these guys who are owners, the owners of the Dodgers and the Braves and the Phillies and stuff, listen, and the Mets, they have more money than they know what to do with. And so it's fantasy, you really don't have fantasy baseball. It used to be rotisserie baseball. It's fantasy football for these baseball guys too. Hey, yeah, is it going to cost a lot of money? Yep. But, you know, if I'm the New York Mets and I'm 40-46, New York Mets fans aren't the same as Chicago Cubs fan. And I hope I'm not alienating Chicago Cubs fans. Chicago Cubs have been horrible for a long time. There were still people at Wrigley Field and still people at Wrigleyville and still people because it was St. Louis is the same way. Because the parks are cool, the going to the park is cool, right. Drinking beer is cool, and we're okay. Just let us win every once in a while. And we're good. Some of these other teams aren't that way. I mean, the Dodgers can't afford not to be good. The Giants can't either because people don't come to their games. And even though you get paid a lot of money from radio and TV and stuff, you still have to
That's what we hear about Tampa Bay all the time.
They come early and they go home. No, wrong way. They come late and go home early.
Right.
That's the way they do. Chicago Cubs fans don't do that.
No, if you're going to a Saturday day game, you get your hotel for Friday and you leave usually Sunday or Monday because
right. But if you're Tampa Bay and you're Baltimore, I mean, around Camden Yards is beautiful in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
People don't travel there to go see Baltimore, but people travel to go to Chicago. People travel to go to St. Louis. St. Louis, we drove by the stadium. It's a cool stadium. I mean, it's just fun.
Oh, yeah. We were just there, and yeah, it's beautiful.
Now, how about your folks out in Washington? You know, the Seattle Mariners are 42-43. I don't see a lot of people at their games.
Oh, it's beautiful there.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
And yeah,
and it's a newer stadium, right? Because yes. it's not the dome thing anymore.
Right.
So, you know, if you have a destination spot, you know, in Houston, that's a cool stadium. I mean, that's you know, it's in that same district.
Back to my original question about yes. Shohei Ohtani. We both seem to lean towards that we don't know who's going to have the money or who, quote unquote, needs him. He will be a changer to put them into being a front runner.
If you can,
but we both lean towards he's not going to be an Angel.
I don't think so. Because
it's just, to me, it's weird. Whenever we talk about it, we talk about Ohtani, we talk about Trout. We don't talk about how good the Angels are. It's never about the team.
Nope. But it is about Ohtani, though, because in what he's doing is
right.
crazy.
Right.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back right after this break. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can always check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at @HappyHour_SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a big game. Big games for both squads. And then the All-Star break comes in next week. So no baseball for the Minnesota Twins. I have the read here. Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services. HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa. Go to WoodmanControls.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Okay, so just a couple of things. Let's see. Just some different things that came out there today. First one, I want to finish up with baseball.
Yep.
Baseball has said that they are getting ready to add two more teams. They're gonna have expansion in the next 5 years. If they go to expansion, they have places that like Nashville's gonna get a baseball team.
Just thinking of the math of how they're.
So that's my question. Does Major League Baseball go out of National League, American League, and just have, what do they do?
Because what are you going to do? You're going to drop, okay, let's say it, what do you do? Because, I mean, you're looking at, if we go to the American League, all right, let's go to the Athletics, obviously. Now, wouldn't you just move the Athletics into Las Vegas?
Well, they're doing that, but they're still.
Then they're going to add, you can't do that.
They're going to add two more teams.
So we've got in each side, there are five teams. There's Central, East, and West. So we have 15
in each. So they go to 32. There'll be 16 in each.
So they're going to make a new division.
I actually think they're going to go
four divisions of four.
I think they're going to go 8-8-8-8.
No, they're going to make a new American League, National League, and a third?
No, I think they're going to make American League's going to have 16 teams, but they're not going to be divided into East, Central, or West. I think they're just. I think you're going to have 16 teams, and you're just going to play your round robins against all those guys. Play half the games against the National League, and
I would lean more towards that they're going to have a West, an East, a Central.
Maybe they just get rid of American League and National League.
There'll be a mid. A Southern and a Midwest or something.
But just combine them and just play them that way and not have an American League and National League. Because it used
But
see, that's the problem. It used to be American League and National League because rules were different. And it made it interesting, right? Well, now everybody plays the same. I mean, nobody cares.
So they're going to put it all together
Yeah. It's
going to be interesting.
It's going to look like... it's gonna look like the NBA. What's the NBA do? The NBA has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15. They have 30 teams, and they have an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference.
Well, that's true.
So I think it sells better because I think you can get better games. There, it gets a point in time if you're watching Major League Baseball, and this year it's different. How many Chicago Cincinnati Reds games do you really want to see? You know. I don't know. It seems weird, but that was one of the things that, you know, they want to add two teams, and that is getting seen out because they're baseball owners. And even though we think poorly of the Oakland Athletics, it's not because their owner doesn't have a lot of money. He just doesn't want to spend a lot of money. Them moving Oakland, he didn't want to build a stadium in Oakland because he doesn't think it'll work. And in his mind and in his financial ways of looking at it, it doesn't work. I don't know if it works in Vegas either, because more and more I listen to my wife, the more and more she convinces me that, you know, if I'm a, I still don't think I don't want to agree with her, but I do, is because I'm a Chicago Cubs fan and I can't get into Wrigley, can I go to Vegas and watch them for a weekend and be satisfied that I got to see the Chicago Cubs? Because it's Vegas and there's so many things to do.
Well, I take it down the path of you go to Vegas. What are we going to do out there instead of sitting at the casinos on the side? We're going to go see a show. We're going to go see a game.
Right. Now you'll have baseball.
Whereas
you'll have basketball.
Go to Chicago, you're going to a game and then you put around the game. Right. Whereas you go to Vegas, you're going.
You got all kinds of things to do, but hey,
size of a plane for God. I mean, it's. Oh. I mean, but anyway, you can still do it, but I hope they don't make it too big. They got to make it so it gives some draw to it so that it's not, because you're not going to get 60,000 people. You're going to get 32,000 people on the good games, and most days you're going to get 21,000 people.
And none of them are going to be Las Vegas people after a while, because they just will get tired of going because there's so many things to do.
Right. It's not going to be, I don't see it being the hometown team. It's going to be part of packages. You get four tickets, you get your rooms, you get this, and this.
Absolutely. And this is what I think is happening to baseball, is they have been, because of history, they are stuck in this divisions and different things. And they want to get out of that. And how they get out of that is they add two more teams, and then we can blow it all up, and we can make it be like the NBA where, you know, you still get your rivalries, you still get things like that. It'll be different. I don't know. I don't know if that... Sometimes I, you know.
So you're saying Nashville?
Nashville for sure.
Is an expansion, not a moved team from somewhere else?
No, I think it's expansion team. And
what was the other one? Montreal? Didn't they say?
Yeah, I mean, that's something. And it's not saying that you can't add a Puerto Rico or something like that as well for Latin players to have
are trying for London too.
And it's not in London. Neither of those are bad travels. They really aren't. So it's going to be interesting. I just think baseball, you know what? That'll be a great one to ask Randy, because he'll know the reason to poo-poo what I'm saying.
To poo-poo what you say?
Poo-poo. Exactly. You're done, Gary. That's not what you have.
All right, weird trivia question.
Okay.
Because I don't think you know this.
All right, probably.
What is the official name of the World Series trophy? Because we know what the NFL, it is the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good. I
didn't know it. So I was glanced over. And I'm like, oh,
I did not.
It's the commissioner's trophy.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was presented by.
Well, see, that's the funny thing, because if some of the things wouldn't turned out bad, and when he passed away as commissioner, I always thought it would be the Bart Giamani thing, but then he had some skeletons in his closet, so it didn't work out that way.
All right,
I did not know, because NFL's trophy is. See, didn't that used to be the Pete Rozelle Trophy, but it's not the Pete Rozelle Trophy.
It's the Lombardi Trophy.
Lombardi Trophy.
Very long.
That's what it is. Yeah, interesting.
All right, social media. Gotta love it. And, of course, social media, we have to start with Aaron Rodgers. Mm. So this popped up. Evidently, David Barriotti.
Baccarate.
Exactly. Has not made it to training. And there was a picture of a bunch of them. Where are you at camp, whatever? And I guess Aaron Rodgers said, oh, he must be laying around getting fat. So Aaron Rodgers is calling guys out.
Nice.
did hear rumor. I know we jokingly said it makes sense for Hard Knocks to have the Jets this year.
Yeah,
I'm starting to hear more of an under rumble about that. I think that would absolutely be.
It might get Aaron Rodgers to go to camp.
Well, I think the NFL, and if he didn't, and if he made a deal about not going, the NFL would still be like shaking their finger over here and counting the over here. Yeah.
Saying yes, we like that.
Oh, make it watchable.
It is. Here's one. Today was, and a lot of people weighed in on this day. There was over 3,500 different voting at the time. There are two things. Over time, who's a better coach, Andy Reid or Bill Belichick? And right now, who's a better coach, Andy Reid or Bill Belichick? And the first thing that came out, the first groupings that started, well, it's Tom Brady, not Bill Belichick. And I'm like, okay, Andy Reid didn't win anything until Pat Mahomes came either. You can't use that argument. I think they're both very, very good and both very, very different. And I think both of them probably get more credit than they deserve. Is that fair?
Did Andy Reid make?
He made a Super Bowl in Philadelphia.
Wait.
No, I don't know if he made the Super Bowl.
But did he make Pat Mahomes that much better so that we are, but.
Okay, listen, you and I saw Pat Mahomes play for Texas Tech against Iowa State.
Right.
He was horrible. Now, he had Cliff Kingsbury as a coach.
Right, I know.
And then he got hired because he was his coach.
But was Tom Brady, I mean, we've seen the pictures of when Tom Brady came into the league. Did Tom get better because of Tom, or Tom get better because of Belichick?
I think it's a combination. And I think Tom figured out that he couldn't be Pudgy Tom anymore. And then he went, I think they won a lot early because Tom Brady just didn't make mistakes.
And then he wanted to maintain being elite.
And then Tom Brady said, okay, I can be better and I can make this better and he can still be him, but we'll have an offense too and we'll be really, really good. And Tom Brady was the first Patrick Mahomes. Julian Edelman was not playing on another football team in the NFL except for that team. And I don't think Gronk would have been as good without having Tom there whacking him upside the head every once in a while.
Right.
I think the same is true for Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes didn't need Tyreek Hill anymore because it was too much drama. And you're getting it in Miami now. He's got drama everywhere where he goes. Always has.
He was in town last weekend.
Yeah. At
the camp.
At Dowling Catholic camp.
Betcha.
He just has a lot of drama. And Patrick Mahomes, I think they sat in a room and said, what do we do? He's a weapon. I don't need him. I'm good. We can do us and let him go.
Right.
And
but
I think that's
what. He also knows he has Kelce.
Right.
I mean,
that's his guy.
That's his. I rely on him like a brother, and he's an outlet, and he's a relief valve, and he will always take care of me, same way as Gronk was for Tom Brady.
And then Tom Brady took a bunch of white guys that looked like me and you, and they became NFL stars. Not only did he take them and make them NFL stars, but he took them and they went and worked out and they did the TB whatever and
right.
I mean he changed them and made them a lot of money.
Right. And you said it, Welker, you, Edelman, all these kids. But it's thank you. Thank you for thinking that I look like Edelman.
There you
but,
go. Edelman before TB.
I was gonna say I'll shave. Yeah. but no, I mean it's I still say overall for what was created and the length of what they did. Overall, I would still go Belichick.
I do too. I think
currently Andy Reid looks like a genius, but it's also what he's created.
Right.
With Mahomes, there is no one like Pat Mahomes.
And I think Andy Reid is lovable, and Bill Belichick is hateable. And he's it helps Andy Reid. Even though I think a couple, I actually think that they should have won two more Super Bowls if Andy Reid wasn't Andy Reid at some point in time during that whole thing. And the thing that's happened to New England and Kansas City, how you can compare the two, and, guy from Kansas City was their special teams coach and went to the Chicago Bears. He was a horrible coach. And then he went back to the Chicago Bears, or he went back to Kansas City last year and fixed up their special teams and all kinds of stuff. And
Nagy?
Yes. Nagy, Matt Nagy.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill Belichick has that. Nobody leaves Bill Belichick's staff and does good things, but they all do good things when they come back. Isn't that weird?
Speaking of leaving, mm-hmm. Is it Steve Ferentz, the youngest, was the linebacker coach for Miami and was let go when they changed over from to a new defensive coordinator and everything. And did you hear where he's?
He went to New England?
No, it's South Dakota.
Really?
Yeah, he went to college ranks.
Yeah,
and it's the talk was weird. I thought maybe he would have went to Iowa, but no, there was no talk of that.
They can't do that, right? Wow. Yeah, let's bring another one in. I just thought that was kind of interesting that, having that around like that. One thing, and I think I can get this quickly. Brooks Koepka today, kind of he smacked around Matt Wolf. I love Matt Wolf, but I don't know what happened to Matt Wolf. Very good golfer, but he's a little
smacked around verbally.
Verbally, yes. Okay. And said, I've given up on him. He has a lot of talent.
I did see that,
but I mean, talent wasted. And Matt Wolf just came out and said, "Hey, I've got some issues going on." And Brooks is a good dude. He just doesn't want to buy in. It's a narrative for him. I've got bigger problems going on in my life than can I play really good golf or not. And so it made Brooks Koepka look bad. But Brooks Koepka doesn't care.
Oh, Brooks Koepka does not care.
Not at all. So that's interesting. We got one more segment left. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We got some potpourri. I got a couple of things. He always has a couple of things. We'll be right back. Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Thursday, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, off next week because of the All-Star break. As always, want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Heritage Building Maintenance, and four homeless veterans, a golf outing on July 31st. That is a Monday at the Legacy Golf Club. We'll talk more about that as the weeks ahead come about. Okay, so we talked earlier this week, and we've talked a little bit about Michael Jordan and how, his billions have,
he just keeps
doubling his billions.
Exponentially.
Yes. So here was one that came out today that they hadn't even taken into consideration so far. Nike has really pushed the Jordan brand over the last several years, and sales have exploded. Jordan brand, 2018, $2.8 billion, 2019, $3.1 billion, 2020, $3.7 billion, 2021, $4.8 billion, 2022, $5.1 billion. Expectations are between $7 and $8 billion in 2023. So his take on on that is anywhere. It's in on 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022, his royalty is 5%. That was the one thing that his mom had convinced the Jordan brand that you have to do something different. And that was the difference, is he gets 5% of sales. So he,
great movie, by the way. Ben Affleck.
It is a really good movie. He is averaging, so in his 5 years, he's made $255 million off the Jordan brand sales. His entire NBA career was $94 million.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy? Incredibles.
All right. We dabbled down this road today, talking a little football and a smattering of NFL. As of right now, excuse me for that. As of right now, odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl is who?
I would have to assume the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs plus 600. That's pretty much across the board, because I'm looking at 7 different wagering sites, and they're all hovering around.
I'm going to make a guess that we're going to say, well, I can't. We're going to say 4 or 5 more AFC teams and only one NFC team. So I would say
top five goes AFC, NFC, AFC, NFC, AFC.
Really? There are two. So the 49ers and the Eagles broke into that.
The next odds on to win the Super Bowl is the Eagles at plus 750. It varies between 700 and 800, but most of it's around 750. Third, Bills. They still have the Bills.
Not odds buying on, that.
Not, but this is.
I know.
This is when Vegas is doing this right now. Right.
They're trying
they're
to get
baiting
bets.
You. Yep. They're baiting.
And they're easy to bait.
Okay. Bills pretty much across the board. We're looking at around 850. Some 900, some down to plus 800.
So 49ers next.
49ers next.
And then the Bengals.
Is there a mirror behind me?
No, I'm just, that
yes.
would be.
49ers, Bengals, ready for the next one?
So and now we're at.
Chiefs, Eagles, Bills, 49ers, Bengals.
Wow. That's a tough
the
one.
The Cowboys.
That's trying to get Cowboy bets.
That's exactly. That's putting it out there. So now we're up in the plus 1400 plus 1500 range.
Where's Jacksonville at?
Okay. We're getting there. So we go Cowboys, next is the Jets.
Get money, I get it.
Next is the Ravens.
Now even though I'm a Ravens fan, I think the Ravens are way too low.
So now we're getting into there's quite a spread on Ravens. Some sites have them at a plus 1800, some have them at a plus 2200.
Really?
But this is to win the Super Bowl.
And that's different. That's different.
After the Ravens, I think this is a good one that I'd put, because 10 would get you, what, 250 if I'm at plus 2,500?
Mm-hmm.
So the Lions are next, and they go anywhere from a plus 1,800 to a plus 2,500.
And here's the really funny thing is I would, if I had to bet on these, I would bet all NFC teams, because there's way too many good AFC teams. The best quarterbacks in the league are in the AFC.
What are you saying? The AFC guys are going to beat themselves up to get to the final game?
Yeah. I really do.
After the Lions, at pretty much across the board at plus 2,500, is the Jaguars.
Yep. I buy into that. I'd buy into a couple. That would be one I'd buy into. And if you could close your eyes and not remember last year, with Sean Payton going to Denver, I would not. What's Denver? How far down are they?
Well, after the Jaguars, Dolphins. Dolphins are at 2,500.
Yeah, that solely rests on.
Keep going. The Broncos.
If Trevor Lawrence was a Miami Dolphin and Tua was a Jacksonville Jaguar, Jacksonville wouldn't even be on there, and Miami would be in the top two.
The Broncos are plus 4,000.
Right. Some of them 10 bucks gets you 400 with Russell Wilson. But see, once again, it's hard when you're trying to do that to get them to get to the Super Bowl.
Right. But they're throwing money out there, or throwing odds out there, trying to debate you to what if, all these different variables are still going to go into place, how training camp goes, who's going to get hurt. But now you start getting into, after the Broncos, Well, I should say the Vikings are pretty much, wow, the Vikings are out there because they're anywhere as low as plus 3,500 to plus 5,000.
Is the Bears the ahead of them? It's the Bears ahead of the Minnesota Vikings?
Bears are cleared down at plus 5,000. Patriots are plus 6,000. Raiders plus 8,000. Rams, they go all the way from a plus 5,000 to a plus 8,000. Yeah. So $10 gets you $800 if the Rams win the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, and then they're not winning the Super Bowl next year.
Okay, now comes the fun ones. You believe in the Texans at all?
No.
Okay, that's why they're plus 20,000.
Right.
$10 gets you $2,000.
$2,000.
And at the bottom, at anywhere from a plus 17. Excuse me.
There's somebody worse than the Texans?
Yeah.
Who?
Plus 17,500 all the way up to a plus 20,000 is the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah. They're going to play bad. They're going to trade Kyler Murray. Eek.
Here's the one that gets me. They've got the Steelers worse than the Packers.
That's not right.
I mean, best you can get is a plus 6,600.
There is
$10 to get you. I mean, I wouldn't be out of this world just because of coaching.
Yeah, you. The Green Bay Packers have no chance at getting 9-8. I think Pittsburgh could be 9-8. Mike Tomlin doesn't have losing seasons.
Right
now, he needs his quarterback to play really well, and Kenny Pickett.
Well, he needs Kenny Pickett to be. Yeah,
he needs Kenny Pickett really to good. Have 2.5-inch. Bigger hands.
Really? Oh, wow, I need to go there. I see, to me, throwing $10 on the Giants. Giants, you can get Giants.
That's pretty good. But the Giants
bet MGM. Bet MGM okay. on the Giants you can get at plus 6,600. Everybody else is around plus 4,000.
If you said make the playoffs, I guarantee the New York Giants number would be way down. It wouldn't be plus
6,600. You know, sounds like, you know what, got me pretty good on the whole. Well, yeah, I think these guys can make the playoffs. Yeah, okay.
Miami had to squeak by to get
25 to get back 110 or whatever.
You have one of the most talented rosters in the league on your squad with a quarterback that you don't know can make through 17 games.
There would be better odds of going over unders on how many games he's going to play. There'd be more money moved. Because I think they'd set the over-under at probably 6.5.
I would think so.
And
you know, it's crazy because he's not, I tease you about this, he's not a small dude.
No.
He just isn't a tall dude.
Right.
And he hasn't learned how to not take hits. You know, Patrick Mahomes. Well,
somebody I'm sure has been working with him on the offseason.
Patrick Mahomes gets popped every once in a while, but man, not very often. All of Patrick Mahomes' injuries have been when he holds the ball so long to get rid of, and then somebody rolls on his leg.
Right, gets an ankle.
It's not a brain injury that Tua doesn't know what 2 + 2 is. Tua.
Top five: Chiefs, Eagles, Bills, Niners, Bengals.
I can't fight with any of those.
Can't either. It's gonna be.
I think the Bills are not gonna be as good as they were, because the Jets are gonna be better. They have a hard time matching up with Miami. That's just a tougher division. I'm telling you, Bill Belichick is gonna win 8 games, and he's gonna knock one of those. He's gonna knock somebody from the AFC East out, and Mike Tomlin can do the same thing. I agree with you wholeheartedly in that. In that particular case, coaching matters.
Yeah, I agree.
Nope.
It was a fun day.
Fast week for you. Wednesday, Thursday.
See you next week.
Yep. You'll have to remind me when you're not here next week.
Thursday.
Okay.
Gotta go to St. Louis.
That's what I thought. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I will see you tomorrow.